They say, don't be so emotional. As if emotion is a button I pressed by mistake, as if it's faulty wiring, a rogue spark, a hazard sign. Like I should call in the experts to fix the leak, where my soul is spilling out. But let me tell you something. Emotion is not a gamble, not some dice thrown, not chance or chaos, or the aftertaste of a bad idea. Nah. Emotion is a blueprint. Etched battle plans, scrawled with aching hands on the backs of my eyelids, lines so deep you can trace my life in the shadows when I close my eyes. It's the tracer flare rush in your gut when you hear a laugh that was home before it became memory. It's the anchor in your throat. When you stand in an empty room that used to pulse with love, it's the hairs on your arms trembling. When memory is a ghost wind whistling through every crack you tried to patch. Don't tell me this is random. It's a script in invisible ink. It's relentless, it's honest, it's relentless. It's the soft focus vision of a child wide-eyed at a thunderstorm, rain on blacktop. The smell of forgiveness in your mother's hand on your fever, her hands shaking but steady. Or maybe just the way your name splits the night in two, called out worried, called out angry, called out like you could shatter or shelter with a single sound. We don't just feel. We build. Brick by brick, heartbreak and laughter, and scars like scaffolding, fear, the echo of darkness under the bed, anger, a growing red siren where someone crossed the line, again and again, love, that stubborn song played in every silent stay. Unspoken lullabies, the safety built into a thousand everyday gestures. So I'm telling you, don't you dare call this noise. This is language. This is inheritance. This is the map that makes the world less wild. Constellations, bright as ache, plotted to make the chaos mean something. You are the architect of the quake in your own ribs. Not because you wanted pain, but because every shiver, every clown laugh from the gut, every bruise you named, and every joy you carry to tomorrow is evidence. Proof. Stories, sewn together in a tongue only you can read. So, let the tears come. Let the laughter erupt, rooms too small to contain it. Let rage shake your voice till every word's an earthquake. Because of this thunderous, relentless, uncontainable hum of sensation and memory, this is you, telling the truth too big for just words. Don't let them shame you. Don't let them hush your cry. Emotions are not accidents, not noise. They are the marks of a life. Felt. Survived. Constructed. And beautiful.